This hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by BudsGunShop.com. All of your needs are met online at BudsGunShop.com. Visit them now, BudsGunShop.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Okay, round two, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio, or welcome to, if you're just joining us, the Sig Sauer Studios here at AAR Ranch. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. And it's all being brought to you by X Insurance. Each individual hour now is being brought to you by Bud's Gun Shop, BudsGunShop.com. Make sure to check out our online retailer. They have everything you need, and you need everything they have, so it's a really good mix. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing, my brother?
Not too bad. Up to my console in water, so here we are.
Up to your console in water?
Yeah, it's just that won't stop raining.
No food or drink in studio. What's that?
It seems it won't stop raining over here, so.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's been pretty wet most of the day. Like I said, we had some tornado-looking activity earlier today. And that kind of blew through and was pretty wet, and it's still raining now, so here we are.
Well, what in the world gives?
I have no idea. Harp.
I wonder if that means, well, 'cause we usually get what you get.
It's possible it's headed your way.
I don't want that to be the case.
Yeah, well, make that, you're going to enjoy that construction out in front of your house with all this rainy weather coming through.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I'm pulling a Biden. Did you tell people where to watch the show yet or no? Let's go ahead and do that. I started thinking about that because it's been pretty crappy here. Part of the reason they did the construction yesterday is because the weather had been so bad. They were finally able to get to it. But nonetheless, if you would tell people where to watch the show in high definition, please, as long as they're not driving, and participate in the chat. And then we'll get going with Clayton Llewellyn, followed by Parkland Father Ryan Petty. A nice bang-up hour here for you.
Sure, if you want to watch the show and video is up, you can head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you'll see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link, and if you missed the previous episode, head over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Boom, that'll bring you in. Welcome in. Clayton Llewellyn, founder, Heaven's Harvest. Clayton, we're kind of neighbors, right? Maybe you're maybe an hour from me or something like that, hour and 20 minutes. I've been up at your facility before. We need to get you into the studio, bro.
Man, absolutely. I'll be honest with you, I'm hearing you all talk about rain, thinking we don't need any more of that up here.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad, hasn't it? I keep forgetting. Yeah, you're right up the road from me, so you know what it's been like. Hey, listen, I told Liz, I don't know if you were listening in the first hour, but I made clear that you and me, we're going to fearmonger today, okay? Because I think people need a dose of that. I think people need a healthy dose of us fear-mongering today, if it's what it takes to get people off their duffs. Americans get real complacent, particularly conservative Americans, gun owners. And I have my guns. You know, I don't have to worry about that gun control bill. I already have my guns. I'm good to go. Well, no, you still need to worry about it. You still need to get out and vote. When you see what's happening on college campuses, as the founder of an emergency supply company, when you see what they're doing on campuses, and you and I talked earlier today, we know who's funding this stuff, brother. We know it's a setup coming up into November. Gun owners, pay careful attention to this. What do you think? What do you know is going on in your own mind? Let's fearmonger a little bit. Let's get people off their ducks.
There was a bunch in there, but it's, you know, I remember Trump during his last, I don't know if it was Trump or not, whoever said it, it's been a few years ago, but the biggest threat to democracy is George Soros, and you don't realize how effective he's become. And you can see it now with all these DAs going after Trump. These DAs are the ones letting the criminals back out on the streets. Like, he knew what he was doing 15 years ago, and it's been really effective, really effective. the college campuses. Dude, it's a disaster. It's not going to get any better. This is the world we live in now. Rome fell, and the U.S. will too. The only good news is we may be able to fight back now. The dollar is destroyed. I read an article the other day. 80% of the currency in circulation right now has been printed since COVID. We wonder why there's inflation. It's just, it's absolutely insane with what they've done. But Mark, I think the bright spot in all of this, and it's funny because we like to hear the older generations criticize the younger generations. Millennials are the ones that have woken up. Millennials are the ones putting food away. Millennials are the ones that have really learned to start, have started to garden, are learning to can.
Like, millennials.
It's millennials.
Okay. See, that's surprising.
Never guessed it.
Yeah, Clay, there you go. I'm not alone then. And you're the guy that owns Heaven's Harvest. So are you seeing that in your customer base?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Okay, that surprises me somewhat. You know, you just gave me a lot more than a half hour. Let me go back to what you said. Rome fell and America will fall too. That reminds me of the stages of the rise and fall of a republic, which has been around for over 2,000 years. And here are the stages, okay? The first stage moves from bondage to spiritual faith. The second moves from spiritual faith to great courage. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this in the context of U.S. history. The third stage moves from great courage to liberty. The fourth stage moves from liberty to abundance. So if we stop right there, the third stage moving from great courage to liberty would mean during our history, our Revolutionary War period. After the war, fourth stage moves from liberty to abundance. America was flourishing and growing and moving west. Fifth stage moves from abundance to selfishness. We see this in our, you know, in our own American history. The sixth stage moves from selfishness to complacency, which is where we got probably around, I would say, early 20th century. The seventh stage moves from complacency to apathy, mid-20th century. The eighth stage moves from apathy to moral decay, early 21st century. The ninth stage moves from moral decay to dependence, which is what they're trying to do now and in large measure succeeding, which is why it's kind of shocking to hear you say that about millennials, frankly. And the tenth and last stage moves from dependence back to bondage. We are at the late stages of what you just talked about, Clayton.
Yeah. Yep. I've never heard it. I've never heard that, but man, that's really good. We're there.
Oh, sir. And I have to remember who said that, but it was back years and years and years and years and years ago. And if you, the average age of a republic is about 200 years. We are 40 to 50 years beyond that. Rome is the longest to survive at 400 plus years. And America is second behind it at 240. And we are in between that ninth and tenth stage. It can fall, and the Democrats are trying to do everything that they can to see to it that it does. Why? So they can put you back in bondage, control you, and that goes back to the whole, you won't own any property and you'll be happy, right? So what's your advice?
Keep fighting for the Second Amendment.
Take the next segment and answer that one. Have at it, brother. Good heavens.
Man, but that's why what you do is so important. Keep fighting for the Second Amendment. You know, because I believe there's more than half the country that doesn't like where we're going. You know, but it's the road we're headed down. It's the road they've put us on. And it's the complacency, the abundanceness. Like, man, that all rings so true. Just rings so true. And, I mean, there's a whole baby boomer generation now that – it's the wealthiest generation the world has ever seen. It's about to be the greatest transfer of wealth the world has ever seen. Like, if you want to talk about abundance, there's your abundance. Like, it's absolutely crazy. But Mark, what's crazy is, like I said, to see the millennials, like, recognize this, like, pick up, like, whoa, something's not right here. You know what I mean? Like, the millennials are going back to what my grandparents reminded me of. You know what I mean? They want to be self-sufficient. They want to take care of themselves. And, I mean, maybe it has something to do with the fact they can't find jobs or houses, or they realize they're just priced out of everything. But my
Well, that would seem to insinuate that Gen Z is buying into all this this nonsense dependency, which makes sense when you look at it in that perspective. You know, when you go back through those stages I just mentioned, Clayton, you've got to look at abundance in America. Let's go back to American history a little bit. After the Civil War, post-Civil War, America, through Reconstruction, up into the late 19th century and up to the mid-20th century, experienced through the Industrial Revolution and post-World War II, experienced great abundance and wealth. And then that began to decline when apathy and complacency kicked in. And you take that into the 60s, after the 50s. And that boomer generation is now, as you said, the wealthiest out there. And I want to talk a little bit about what you said about the dollar, because I want to let listeners know something that we're going to be doing here as a promotion for the next month, because it matters. I mean, these things concern me enough that if I can bring it to you what I'm doing and it's working for me, I'm going to do it for you. So I'll go ahead and make that mention when we come back. We've got another segment with Clayton Llewellyn, and we'll talk a little bit about some of those emergency supplies as well. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back inside the 6 Hour Studios. Daniel Defense is bringing you the video portion of the show today. Hour is being brought to you by Bud's Gun Shop, 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile, Mike, X Insurance brings every minute of the program to you every single day. We have some really great information. It's a deep read, so I'm having to learn a lot about it before I can bring it to you intelligently enough. But we'll be talking about it on the Sunday show for sure. Some amazing new true umbrella products from X Insurance that as a gun owner, you're going to want to learn a little bit about. And we'll be here to tell you about some of that. Clayton, let me go back to you. Clayton Llewellyn, of course, on the phone with us on the AAR hotline, is the founder of HeavensHarvest.com. Clayton, let me go back to, before we dig into anything else here and move forward, the stages of a democracy or a republic. It was written by Lord Tytler. He lived in from 1747 into 18, let's see if I can pull him up, to January of 1813. And it's known as the Tytler cycle is what it is. And I've talked about it on the show before, but it's quite fascinating. And there is a piece on Alabama.com from August 22nd, 2016, that explains the cycle in terms of America as we just did. It goes into a little bit more detail, but it talks about American debt, where we are today. Take a listen to the end here. What stage of our democracy are we in? Keeping in mind that we're a republic, not a true democracy, but we are a democratic form of a republic. This is why this ties together. What stage of our democracy are we in? If you ask me, we are retreating from apathy to dependence as we have not heeded the warnings of Benjamin Franklin, who famously wrote that when people find they can vote themselves money, that will be the end of the republic. Now, if you go further into what Tytler mentions and you search it and you can find it online, it's out there because I've read it before. He states something very, very similar, that's what puts you into that bondage cycle. And that is what becomes the death of a democracy or a republic in this case. And that being when the people realize that they can vote themselves funds from their own treasury, it begins to go downhill. And according to that opinion piece from Alabama.com in 2016, Clayton, we are in that seventh to eighth stage. So it's there, ladies and gentlemen, it's on you. And if you look at history, it proves that. So, Clayton, let's go back to where the Second Amendment falls into play here, because as I gather supplies for my family, and, you know, I'm not that crazy prepper guy. I don't have a bomb shelter buried 50 feet underground. I didn't buy a silo somewhere. You know what I mean? But I have the necessary stuff to survive, as you know. I think I always need more. And you were talking about money. Let me say that for the next month, ladies and gentlemen, beginning in about a week or so, we're going to be introducing, if you're worried about your IRA or your 401k, like I am, talking about the debt that the country's in, the collapse of the dollar, I've begun moving some IRA stuff and backing it with metals, Clayton. Do you think am I paranoid?
No, I mean, I'm a big proponent of metals as well, to be honest with you. I mean, they've stood the test of time, and they'll continue to stand the test of time.
Gold is in record territory, and just today, silver is pushing 30 and might have even hit 30 today. It was only about 18 cents off, $30. I started buying silver when it was about $11 an ounce. So if you're interested in backing up that money, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be introducing you to a company that will help you. We're going to do that for about a month and give you an option to at least talk to some people out there. These are frightening times, and when it concerns me, I feel like, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, it concerns you as well. So we'll be talking about that over the course of the next few days as we announce that promotion for a 30-day period for you, see if you guys are interested. But why is it, Clayton, when we see articles about, and we are seeing more of them now, I've noticed a lot of them, emergency supplies, et cetera, why is it the gun is never mentioned by any of these mainstream outlets? They never mention having a firearm for defense of your stuff.
Probably because it's the most effective. They don't want you to have that.
Oh, see, now there you go. That makes great sense. I wasn't looking at it in that perspective, because if they want to come and take your stuff and you're armed, well, there you go. There's the answer. Yeah, right? See, should have known that. I was thinking more along the basic lines of they don't want you to be able to defend yourself, not just against them, but they want total control. And when you're armed, as we know now, we're just in their way.
Yeah, and Mark, I keep waiting for somebody to say that like the Second Amendment wasn't, I mean, it was written to protect your castle, but it was written to protect you from a government that's out of control. You know, and it's, that part always seems to get left out. And I mean, I get why, you know what I mean? The crooked politicians don't want anybody knowing that, because now you won't have just people on the right buying guns. You're going to have people on the left buying guns. And what's crazy,
which is happening.
You know, so it's, I mean, I'm sure some of it's attributed to how dangerous the cities are now and all that. But I mean, is the left beginning to see the government collapse? You know, it's so obvious now. I mean, it's so in your face now. Like, it's even the politicians see a sinking ship and grab as much as they can for themselves and get out. Because 100, 200 years ago, this wasn't the case. When they went to D.C., they were fighting for the people. Now these guys are fighting for themselves. I mean, they're fighting for what stocks to trade. Like, you know, it's just, it's crazy how in your face it is, and we don't do anything about it as a society. I mean, we've never demanded term limits. Yeah.
We let it slide. Well, there's an argument, Clayton, that term limits, we have term limits because we have elections. Now, there, you know, that's a debatable subject. I'll tell you the one fear I have of term limits, and I'm all for getting these clowns out of office, you know, 6 years in the House, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, 12 years in the Senate maximum. I'm all for that. But the only thing that concerns me about that is when you've got a corrupt politician in office and that politician knows he's termed, he's going to do anything he wants, his constituents be damned. But then I ask the question, aren't they doing that now anyway?
They're doing it now anyway, but that's
why not get them out
the
earlier, right?
And
keep them there for four more terms.
Yeah. I mean,
your career and politician
right
don't belong in the same sentence, as far as I'm concerned. But
I agree.
I'm just little old me. We're just talking about it. In fact, I'm surprised that the video screens aren't blinking right now, because usually when we talk about that, the NSA shuts us off. They don't want people hearing what we're talking about on the videos anyway.
I know. You know, I heard you say something earlier, too, when you can vote yourself money. Like, that brings me back to, I don't know, 200 years ago when they wanted, you had to own land to vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes I wonder if that's not such a bad idea. You know, like, you got to have a little skin in the game to decide what's going on here. But we don't. I mean, heck, we're pushing laws now to get people that just came across the border to vote. Like,
yeah, well, that's because it's all self-serving. It's part of the destruction of the republic, which is what they're neck deep in. Clayton, this segment is ending. Tell people where they can go to get all of your cool stuff over there, please.
Look, check us out at heavensharvest.com. There's food there. There's water filtration there. There's seeds there. The seeds, again, we've packaged them to give them a 10-year shelf life. I mean, that's a 10-year insurance policy for $140. So go to heavensharvest.com and check us out.
You can't beat that with a stick. And I also have some new candy stuff over there, too, and a number 10 can that we didn't get a chance to talk about, but you can find it over there at heavensharvest.com. Clayton Llewellyn, we love you, man. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being a neighbor. I'm glad you're right around the corner. Parkland Father Ryan Petty up next. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. Final two segments here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here on a Thursday, the day after Gabbage Day. At the ranch, yes, we have a ranch. 6 hour studios are lit up for you. Bud's Gun Shop presenting you the hour here. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in front of the Patriot Mobile. Mike X Insurance is bringing it all to you. Daniel Defense brings you the video. Ryan Petty, Parkland Dad, great friend of the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here at my ranch where garbage day is on Friday. Interesting.
You have a real ranch.
I'm not quite. You have a ranch?
I mean, you have tractors and stuff. I mean, you know, you have a real ranch. I sold my tractor, and it was just a little John Deere to cut the grass here at the ranch. But, you know, I mean, you probably got big John Deeres and Kubotas and all that cool stuff, don't you? How many acres are out there?
There's over 100. And
that's a ranch.
Yeah, I've got a Kubota. I sold my Bobcat. I had a Bobcat. We used it when we first bought the ranch to build some roads and things like that, and got all that work done, and I sold it and bought a Kubota so I could be a proper farmer.
Proper ranch owner. I couldn't build a road on my ranch. I'd have to get all kinds of permits, and it would all be turned down and denied. Because I have
the beauty of agricultural property, Mark. The beauty of agricultural property. I can do almost anything.
And the beauty of agricultural property when your sheriff is none other than who?
Sheriff Grady Judd, America's sheriff.
He's the real deal. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, Ryan, I was just talking, but I really didn't plan on going down this road with you today, but was just talking with Clayton Llewellyn, the founder of Heaven's Harvest, you know, and I told listeners we were going to fearmonger today because I think fearmongering is a good thing now. Let's not let the left own fearmongering. Let's fearmonger right back in a different direction. But I went through Teitler's life cycle of a democratic republic, you know, the stages of a democratic republic, and it's quite frightening. Stage one, first stage move from bondage to spiritual faith. Now, think about the history of this country, the founding of this nation when I go through this. Second, from spiritual faith to great courage, meaning, hey, you know what? I mean, think of the Puritans. Think of when they came here, the religious faith they brought with them here. That's why they came here. Great courage. Man, I've had enough. Put up with all that garbage and said, now we're the third stage, move from great courage to liberty. We want to be free. The fourth stage moves from liberty to abundance. We won the war. The country's growing. It's exploding. We're moving west. Now all this stuff is happening. The fifth stage moves from abundance to selfishness. Now we've got it all. We get a little selfish, right? Six moves from selfishness to complacency. Yeah, we got it all. I got all my guns. I don't need any more. I'm fat and happy. Next stage moves from complacency to apathy. Apathy to moral decay. And then that moral decay back to dependence, which puts us back in bondage. And we are at the late stage. We are moving back to dependence, which will put us inevitably, and human history shows this, back into bondage. And that is where we are in the country today. Have you ever thought about it in those terms?
You know, I'm familiar with that cycle, and have been thinking about it, and I'd be lying, Mark, if I didn't say there's a reason I own some acres and some ability to take care of my family with those acres.
You're just paranoid.
Yeah. No, I think prepared. You know, I prefer the term prepared. How's that?
Paranoid. That's exactly where we were going.
I was having a conversation with a former liberal friend of mine who's who's become very conservative because of the left's cancellation of him some time back. And we're talking about the rights and responsibilities that go with citizenship and what does that mean. And we were specifically talking about the role that government plays in our lives. And we got even down into specifics about law enforcement. And you know my story, and you know about the law enforcement response to the shooting at my daughter's school in Parkland in 2018, and the failure of government there. And we were talking about this. There's almost this, you know, call it apathy or complacency, you know, sort of, I think it's more maybe even apathy. We just got complacent in expecting the government to take care of us on a number of levels, from our personal safety to, you know, taking care of us when there's, you know, bad storms, you know, come and hit Florida all the time, right? And so what do we do? Well, we expect D.C. to solve the problem, right? Instead of looking to our friends and neighbors. Now,
FEMA trailers and tents in there, right? Get the FEMA money coming in.
And the complaints that, you know, if that doesn't happen fast enough or at a large enough scale, I've seen hundreds of unused FEMA tents and unused FEMA trailers and showers and everything like that. But we've gotten to the point now where the optics around that or no president would send anything less than 10 times what's needed to respond. But what is my obligation as a citizen to my neighbor? And shouldn't I be over at my neighbor's house helping him make repairs? And shouldn't we come together as communities to help each other out? We've forgotten our responsibilities as citizens, and we've outsourced our safety and recovery and other things to the federal government. And I think as conservatives, we went from, you know, the 80s were great. We you know, it was time to make money. The 90s were probably even better for those. Remember the 90s? It was a great time to be in the job market. You know, the economy was booming, and we got complacent and even we got to the point of apathy. And now, you know, as I sit in my role in the State Board of Education in Florida, what we've had to do to try to take back the institutions that the left has captured and used to great effect to promote their ideologies with our children and, you know, in our society, and the media is captured by the left.
Oh, yeah.
Social media is captured by the left. So it's all the institutions were captured because of our complacency and apathy. And now we're to the point where we've got to, there's a great article in the Federalist by John Daniel Davidson, for those that read him, he's talking a little bit about this. We've got to be conservatives, that we've got to move away from apathy. We've got to move back to recapturing and retaking the institutions in our society, or what you described, conflict, is the inevitable end game of us not doing that successfully. So it's no longer good enough just to call yourself a conservative and say, I am for lower taxes and I'm for strong foreign policy. You've got to be willing to wield the power of government to recapture the institutions of our nation. And that's, hey, look, there's a healthy debate going on the conservative side about how to do that and whether that's the right thing to do. And isn't that just playing into the hand of the left? I get that, but we've got to do something, or that inevitable slide towards violence and conflict is where we're headed, Mark.
That's why the media and the left is portraying conservatives and MAGA. They're using MAGA to great effect through their friends in the media, because I believe they know that the conflict that is inevitable is what they want. Because they want control and power. They want to be able to blame it on the other side. And they're using the institutions of power. And how many times have we talked about this till we're blue in the face, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, I've been very vocal about the fact that we bear a lot of responsibility here, because based, Ryan, on what you just said, we've allowed it to happen. We've allowed it to happen. We sat back, continued to watch their movies, continued to buy their crappy music, continued to realize, oh, it's just campuses, they're all liberal. It's just the way it works on a liberal campus. It's on campuses. It's the way people, you know, they'll eventually grow out of it when they start growing up and, you know, getting jobs and paying taxes. Those days are over, ladies and gentlemen. The other side is coming for you. The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming. One more segment with Ryan Petty. Don't go away.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please support Armed American Radio by supporting our partners. Head over to patriotmobile.com/AAR and check out the plans they have over there. Okay, you can switch from your service to equal to or better than what you currently have at Patriot Mobile and support a company that supports your right to keep and bear arms and all of the other conservative, you know, your conservative lifestyle, every bit of it. And you can read all about it at patriotmobile.com, and you can visit patriotmobile.com/AAR like I did. Use the AAR promo code, get free activation, and start giving your money to companies that support you and the things that we're talking about here on the show. Please support us and support them by doing that. It's how this equation works. It's how we're able to stay on the air for all of these years. And we got another 16 years in us, believe me, hopefully at least. As long as God gives us the breath, we're going to keep doing this. But we need your help and we need your support. All of our partners do. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Ryan Petty, Parkland Father, welcome back, my friend. It's always great to have you here. I got to go back to something you said, you know, about government and, you know, how helping ourselves. And I go back to the nation's founding, and then, you know, nearly a century later, as the nation was moving west, a bunch of pansies out there today could never have gone west. We would have never made it west of the Mississippi. Okay, the French would own it at this point, Ryan, if you look at what's going on today, based on where we are in those stages of the cycle of a republic. But we talk about, you know, helping our neighbors, and this is a true story. You know, I come here from Florida. And I remember 04 and 05, we had, I think I boarded up the house no fewer than four or five times those 2 years, if you recall that storm season. Remember that?
It was a bad one.
Yeah, and we had a number of them, and we got knocked down pretty hard in one storm. I forget the name of it, went back out over the coast at night, reformed, and we found ourselves on the wrong end of that bad boy. And we had some damage, and I had some trees down. I didn't own a chainsaw. And I went and bought a chainsaw, and not 3 days after the storm, a young kid comes to my house working for the government, giving away money, and said, I'm here on behalf of the federal government for assistance, for your assistance, because it was declared a federal disaster area. And this person was trying, well, I said, I don't need your money, my money. I don't need it. Literally trying to force me to take their money. Well, did you buy anything that you need? Did you have to buy a generator? Yeah. Did you? I bought a chainsaw too. Well, we'll pay you for that. They were handing out money, Ryan. I shudder to think how many people took it when they didn't need it. Okay. But they were literally giving it away, just giving it away and almost forcing it on you. The woman looked at me like I was cross-eyed. Okay, why won't you take this money? I said, because I don't need it. I don't want it. But there are, God knows how many people took it. And that, I was reminded of that when you were talking about, you know, helping your neighbors and the storms and everything else. I've personally lived through that. It was nuts. In fact, I had neighbors tell me, well, I took it. I was like, why? You know, I don't know. It just kind of is what it is. Oh. But hey, yeah,
now we have this attitude that it's free money, right? Most people don't understand that the source of income for the federal government is, you know, yes, they have fees and services and other things that where they, it's tax income. It's our money. And it works as a big redistribution scheme. So we take money from one region of the country and give it to another region of the country. And oftentimes that money is wasted because it's either not needed or it's the wrong kind of help. You know, my example of this, I've done Florida, you know, hurricane cleanup is just part of life here.
Sure.
I was down with a church group, and we were cleaning up houses down near the Keys, and the Florida National Guard, to their credit, had come and built a structure for the FEMA supplies to be stored in, and they did a good job. They built a proper building for all those supplies to be stored. But when FEMA came in, they basically just dumped. I mean, they had hired drivers that were told to take supplies from point A to point B and drop them off at point B. And by the time we got there, into this well-built structure, the federal supplies were just laying all over the ground. You couldn't, there was no inventory. There was no
waste.
We didn't know what we had. And quite frankly, they had just dropped things off regardless of whether or not they were actually needed. There wasn't anybody from FEMA there going, what are your needs?
Right.
And the funny thing was, is that if they had talked to us or talked to some of the local community leaders, like the mayor in the little town, which is first thing we did is went talk to the mayor and said, have you done an assessment? What are the needs? Here's what we can do to help you. And we had a conversation. FEMA just comes in and says, here, take all this stuff. And they didn't even need it. It wasn't even useful to what we were trying to do, what we needed. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, Mark, if you've ever been in those areas that get flooded, what you need are razor blades and gloves and mucking boots, because what you're doing is cutting people's drywall up, to where the flood was, and you're removing it out of the home because it's full of mold and muck and sewage and everything else. And so those are the things we needed. And, they're bringing chainsaws and everything else. We didn't need chainsaws. We needed this other stuff. So it's typical federal government. It's this but we've got to get back. I mean, let's get back to the point. We've got to get back to this where we feel a responsibility as citizens to our families, to take care of our families, and then our neighbors, and then our communities. And it should start from that ground up, not from D.C. down. We've gotten apathetic, and we've just allowed government to come into so much of our lives. And don't get me started on outsourcing our personal safety. I mean, the Second Amendment is the only thing we need, for our personal safety. And that should be backed up and supplemented by law enforcement, right? It shouldn't be law enforcement first. We shouldn't outsource our personal safety to law enforcement. We should take responsibility for it. And then law enforcement is there to back us up if needed.
Yeah, and don't get me started on reparations and all that nonsense. We don't have enough time in the next minute to go into that whole crap. I talk about that, the federal government. Look, there's a time and place for what FEMA was attempting to do. And my deal was give it to people whose roofs came off, okay? Not me, because my fence section blew down and I got to get some trees cleaned up. I don't need it. There are people who need it. There's a time and place for that. I understand that. But there were truly people who really needed the help. I wasn't one of them. I could do what I needed to do on my own and with a buddy. And by the way, Ryan, when we were in that evacuation zone, I packed up my kid, at that time only one kid, pregnant wife, guns, and took off with a friend of mine and went somewhere that was safe up in his neck of the woods that wasn't in the evacuation zone. And I remember his wife asking, why did you bring all these guns? I said, because if I go back to nothing, you're going to see you loot, I shoot, painted on what's left of my house. That's why. And it, ladies and gentlemen, we can always tie it back to the Second Amendment, because that's what it's all about. It's what keeps us safe. Ryan, you're awesome. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for being here. We might even hear from you on the Sunday show. I'll reach out to you as we get closer to the weekend, which is tomorrow, actually. Ryan Petty, everybody. What a great guy, a great friend of the program, and a great friend of yours. Well, we're going to get up and do this again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, because, well, they don't want us to, which is exactly why we're going to do it, and we're going to continue to do it. And in order to continue to do it, we need you to support our partners. Please visit them all. Give a shout out. Go over to armedamericanradio.com and click on their links. Take a look at all the cool stuff they have. I guarantee you'll find something that you need. Bud's Gun Shop's got you covered for everything, and you need everything, and they've got everything. All that cool stuff you'll find. Need a good cigar just to chill out? Liberty Cigars. We've got you covered in all angles of your life. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will get up and do it again tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the radio.
You've
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.